Thank you, Mitch.
Now, I'd like to ask about things that are happening in the bicycle community. In 2012, a survey by the League of American Bicyclists ranked Vermont 18th in the nation in terms of bike friendliness. I'm wondering if that ranking has held, improved, declined, or are we still awaiting the survey results for 2013?
The survey results are released each year in May, and this year our ranking dropped to 23 out of the 50 states. So we're about halfway down through the pack.
Well, that must be disappointing. Do you know why Vermont dropped in the rankings?
The rankings are a little hard to grasp easily because they don't just take into account what Vermont is and isn't doing. They look at what is happening simultaneously in all 50 states. So our ranking can miraculously improve or drop without warning based on what our neighboring states are doing.
Well, let's talk about how the Vermont Bicycle and Pedestrian Coalition would term what is bike friendly. I mean, what would you say are the factors that could make Vermont a friendlier bike state?
Probably the number one issue for most regular cyclists, most road cyclists, is the question of shoulders. 50% roughly of Vermont's roads are not paved. So we're not talking about those. We're talking about a percentage of the roads that are paved and that either have crumbling shoulders that have not been maintained, that have shoulders that are regularly covered with sand, gravel, glass, various kinds of debris, or shoulders that are just too narrow, a few inches wide at best to the right of the fog line, just too narrow to be functional. We're not calling for shoulders on every paved road. That's not feasible. It's not appropriate. It's not necessary. There are many roads in Vermont which are paved that lack shoulders, and it's not a problem because there isn't high traffic volume. There are, however, a number of roads that fall into the category of poorly maintained shoulders, inadequate shoulder width. And that's probably a top issue for us in terms of infrastructure.
Are these places where the towns or the municipalities that are responsible for these roads, do they have the money to fix the problem or make it better?
No, money is always an issue, and there are other complications. People will say, well, just widen the road. Well, it's not so easy. We have limitations. There might be a river immediately next to the road. There might be a cliff. And also there are questions of property rights and right-of-way, and it's a very expensive, time-consuming process to significantly widen most roads. But VTrans, to their credit, has a policy where when a road is repaved, restriped, reconstructed, the policy is to narrow the travel lane from 12 feet to 11 feet and to give that extra foot to the shoulder. Narrowing travel lanes has been shown to be a very effective strategy to reduce speeding. Because when people have a wide open road, they floor it. And when the road appears to be more narrow, they tend to drive more slowly. So it's a win-win. It doesn't cost anything extra, and it improves safety.
What about the relationship between drivers, motorists, and bicyclists? I mean, obviously there's responsibility on both sides to keep both parties safe. Is this still a contentious relationship, do you believe, in Vermont?
There is tension sometimes between motorists and bicyclists. We, the Vermont Bike Ped Coalition, like to say that we educate all roadway users. So whether you're a runner, a dad with a baby stroller, a bicyclist, someone on horseback, someone driving a tractor, we're all using the roads, and we all need to behave courteously and respectfully toward one another. We all need to behave legally. All of us could behave better than we do. We all need to know what the law is and what's appropriate. And I think a little bit of patience can go a long way.
I know one thing that's improved over the years, and that's just about everybody, not everyone, but just about everybody I see on a bicycle is wearing a helmet these days. And certainly when I was a kid, that was not the case.
Definitely. The enhanced safety you get from a helmet has been well documented. Going back to Sunday's ride, we had over 600 people at that event, and one of the requirements of the ride is that everyone has to have a helmet. That's made clear in the promotional literature and at the get-go, and people sign a statement that they will wear a helmet during the ride, and I'm sure that made a difference.
And Nancy, despite that terrible incident there, the bike ride, I'm assuming, will happen next year?
Absolutely. We learn every year about additional things we can do to increase the safety of the event. When we talked in 2010 and passed the safe passing law, we used the term vulnerable roadway users. And we as a society would be wise to do what we can to promote cycling. It's better for the planet. It's better for personal health. There's a laundry list of reasons why we should have more people on bicycles. So to the extent that we can act to encourage bicycling and to discourage the kind of behaviors that are epidemic in our society relative to driving under the influence, that would be the direction to go in.
Nancy Schultz is Executive Director of the Vermont Bicycle and Pedestrian Coalition. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Mitch.